a woman preacher. That always bothers me. You better get born again! That bothers me. Doesn't do a thing for me. Doesn't do a thing for God either. Except to irritate him. But this gal said on television, she said, you need to get saved. You need to get born again. You need to be sure you're going to heaven. And then she said, how do you do that? She said, you got to pray. Now, you won't find one place in the Bible that says you've got to pray to be saved. You can kneel at this old-fashioned mourner's bench tonight, and you can pray all night long, but you don't get saved because you pray. Now, you may have prayed when you received Christ, but you got saved by receiving Christ. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's why they didn't get saved. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. You receive his gift, and then he comes in. But he does not come in because you ask him to come in. He comes in because you receive him as your Savior. And in response to your receiving his gift of life eternal, then he comes in. But you don't have to ask him to come in. He rushes in as soon as you receive him by faith as your Savior. I wonder how many people walked the aisle in fundamental churches this morning. And somebody said, if you'll pray and ask God to save you, he will. And that's not true. No, nothing wrong with praying, and I believe it's a good thing to pray when you get saved. But asking God to save you isn't it. God will save you without your asking Him if you trust Him. It's the acceptance. Now, don't misunderstand me. I believe in prayer. I believe in praying the sinner's prayer. But the praying of the sinner's prayer is a wonderful thing to do when you accept by faith the gift of eternal life.